Okay, here's what we're going to do. Very simple. We're going to keep this super simple. Nothing fancy. I will read the email, and you can work out an answer. And basically, we want to determine if it's an email that we want to read on the air or we don't want to read on the air. So I guess we need to have a yes pile or a no pile.
That's a good one.
And I guess we could have
put that one in the keep file.
Okay. The first email from Margaret. She writes, Mr. Biggs, true or false? Before wiping the dust from your television screen, you should turn the TV off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's, I know a guy once who turned on his TV and he let it warm up and he sprayed the cleanser on the screen and the screen was warm. So by the time he started at the top of the screen, he works his way down to the bottom. By the time he gets down to the bottom, all the stuff he sprayed on the screen at the bottom, it had dried up already because the TV was warm. You want your TVs to be cold when you clean them up.
So the answer to that one would be true?
What's a true? Well, I don't know. I haven't heard the question. I was telling you about what he did with his TV when he was cleaning it, Roger. It's an anecdote. It's a story. It's an example.
Okay, we'll put that one in the yes pile then? That one goes in the yes?
Yes.
Okay, good. The next one. Let's go to the next
true.
One. this is for from Neil For Real 2020. Mr. Biggs, will we be able to purchase, own, and operate hovercraft by the year 2020?
What does he mean by hovercraft?
Well, he doesn't really go into a whole lot of detail. He just says.
I mean,
hovercraft.
Is he talking about some sort of ducted fan thing, or is he talking about some anti-gravity technology? I mean, it depends. I can't answer the question unless I know what kind of hovercraft he's talking about.
Okay, we'll just
pass on that one. Forget that one. Throw that one out.
We'll just put that one in the no pile.
Are we done?
We got one more. Okay. Mr. Biggs, what do you make of Gene Simmons's hair? For the life of me, I can't figure out if it's real or fake. If it's a wig, why would he want to... Wait. If it's a wig, why would he want it to look like a badger is napping on his head?
Oh, come on. That's uncalled for. Come on.
If it's his real hair, why would he want to have it styled in a way that makes it look like a badger is napping on his head?
It doesn't look that bad. Oh, I'd like to see what his hair looks like when he turns 85. Let's see what he looks like.
Obviously, the guy is super rich. Can't he figure out a better solution?
Okay, well, clearly, this guy's got an axe to grind, and he just wants to make fun of Gene Simmons, and I do not, frankly, want our show to be a conduit for that. So, no, we're not going to do this one.
So, that goes on the no pile?
Maybe you could use, like, a can of expanding foam. Kind of apply some of that to your head. You do that
in whatever hair is there, whether it's fake or real, and
yeah, you use some expanding foam to kind of like, and then before it sets, you can like shape, you know, the basic Dutch boy pompadour thing, you know, the Gene has got that little Dutch boy thing.
So you're
use the expanding foam, and then after that sets, you can use a Sharpie, and then just kind of color it in. You could do that. But I don't want to make fun of Gene on the show. Gene's one of my heroes. Man, there's no shrewder businessman than Gene Simmons, Roger.
So you think that the expanding foam doesn't come in like that color, that black color.
No, no, you would have to paint that after the fact, but you got to wait till it cures, because if you paint it too early, it's the interior is not going to be set, and the exterior will be dry, and it'll seem like it's dry, but it's just... Have you ever tried painting expanding foam before it's fully cured?
It is
not pleasant. It makes a mess, and then it gets all over your brush. Oh, man, you got to throw the brush away. You got to throw it away. Man.
I'm not even sure what expanding foam is. What is it used for?
I use it for sealing cracks, filling in gaps and fissures in your home. Or in this case, I'm talking about repurposing it and maybe using it as a sculpting agent to create the illusion of a luxurious mane of hair like Gene has. But I don't want to make fun of Gene on the show. I don't want to do that. I don't want to bother that. I don't want to bother that.
Kiss?
Not so much Kiss. I'm more of a fan of Gene and his business dealings. That guy, he's a shrewd businessman, Roger. He's a shrewd businessman. I look up to that.
It is an odd hairstyle, though. The listener has a good point.
Hey, don't you start in on it, too. Come on. Have some respect.
We'll put that in the no pile.
Absolutely not. And by that, I mean yes.
Yes, absolutely yes.
Absolutely not. Let me rephrase that. Absolutely not in the yes pile. Definitely yes, put it in the no pile. Which pile did you end up putting it in after I said that?
That went in the no pile.
Yeah, because that's what I wanted you to do. When I said absolutely not, I mean, I absolutely do not want to do that one on the show. Definitely put it in the do not put it in the show pile.
The no.
All right.